The sign limits miles per hour, now heading east. There's magnitude, width, direction, and vector quantity. Speed is distance over time with no direction. That's only magnitude, no vector quantity prediction. You're going my way, yeah, you're going with velocity. Do we first go by our own Galileo's law? That an object at rest will stay at rest, and one in motion won't change at all until force is applied, accelerating velocity over time. At momentum, hey, inertia forces on the line. 600 miles per hour, yeah, we're flying east. A magnitude with direction of vector quantity. A force applied to magnitude for 10 seconds. 600 to 1,000 miles per hour, same direction. Accelerating 40 miles per hour per second at least. Go by around Galileo's law. Let it on to get rest. We'll stay at rest. The one motion won't change at all. The force is applied, accelerating velocity over time. At momentum, hey, inertia forces on the line. The frictional force of an object, that whole object is still in motion.
It's in motion, will
cause a change in its momentum. Accelerating now in this direction, we'll get decreased velocity, decreased distance over time. It's like we're heading east. The product of mass and velocity keep on moving now. Yeah, momentum caused by a force could go right through this wall.